Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts officials are trying to determine if a recent spike in opiate overdoses can be attributed to heroin laced with the powerful drug fentanyl. Revere Fire Captain Jay Piccarello says in his city alone, the fire department has responded to 15 overdose calls in the past 6 days, one of them fatal. He says it's likely that the strength of the heroin and what it's mixed with is to blame.
It seems to me that the heroin seems to be purer today, and it's cut with fentanyl and causing some problems for us.
Joining us to talk about what fentanyl is Dr. Joji Suzuki. He's an addiction psychiatrist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Thanks very much for being with us.
Not a problem. Happy to be here.
So what is it? What is fentanyl?
So fentanyl is a synthetic opioid painkiller. It's been around for at least 50 years. It's extremely powerful. It's a special kind of an opioid that's probably at least 100 times more powerful than morphine. So they come in very small dosage ranges, and because of its potency, it's used in, especially in hospital settings, in ICUs or for treatment of cancer pain, et cetera. Comes in patches and lozenges and other forms.
Uh-huh. And typically only used in hospitals, so no one's getting a prescription for them. So how are they getting onto the street?
Now, people do use prescribed fentanyl, which usually comes in the form of a patch, transdermal patch. And otherwise, it's used in hospital settings as an injection form. So, you know, I'm presuming that distributors of illicit heroin are somehow mixing either purchased or stolen fentanyl and incorporating into their batches.
And why? What does the heroin-fentanyl mix do for the drug user?
By the time the heroin reaches the street-level user, it's gone through multiple rounds of being cut. If you include fentanyl, you only have to include a tiny bit for it to become much more potent. And it probably is a good marketing tool. If people discover that there's a batch of fentanyl-laced heroin, users, you know, perversely actually will seek it out.
They want it, even though it's very dangerous.
Absolutely.
And why is it so much more dangerous? What happens to the body when someone takes fentanyl?
The way it reacts to the body is no different from other opioids. It just happens to be so potent at such a minuscule dose. So you could just put in too much. So if a user is used to injecting fairly weak heroin and then comes across this batch, either knowingly or not, that could be enough to kill you.
Now, we heard from the Revere fire captain at the beginning of this segment, who says fentanyl is a problem in Revere. What we're seeing in other news reports is that 37 people died in Maryland from what they're calling killer heroin mixed with fentanyl. 25 people in Rhode Island. There are deaths reported in various states, particularly along the East Coast. Is that because it's exactly what you said? A minuscule amount can what? Depress the respiratory system, I'm assuming, just like other opiates?
That's correct. And, you know, with overdoses, it's not necessarily that there's a clear line between heavy intoxication and overdose. There's really, you know, the lines are blurred. What users are after is to really nod out completely, and that's not that far from overdosing. So it really doesn't take a whole lot to take you over the edge, especially if you're using other drugs.
So there's a very thin line between the high they're trying to achieve and death?
That's true. It's not that far. Overdosing is not that far from heavy intoxication to opioids.
How do you fight something like this? I mean, awareness that people are dying doesn't seem like it would be the most effective route if somebody is actually looking for heroin laced with fentanyl for a better high.
I think that's a tough question. I think there are many strategies for trying to reduce the overall drug use. That could include more access to treatment. Even in Boston, where there's a lot of doctors, availability or access to effective treatment for heroin dependence is actually quite limited. From a public health perspective, what's very important, obviously, is that patients need to be aware that these batches are out there. We are a strong advocate of increasing availability of Narcan rescue kits so that if bystanders or other users find that a person is overdosing, they can administer this life-saving medication. And we want people to not be afraid of prosecution and actually call EMS if they find somebody overdosing.
Dr. Joji Suzuki is an addiction psychiatrist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.